Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Since Deepali has Swati rising in Libra as her ascendant, she likely moves through the world with a blend of refinement, inner independence, and a natural grace in navigating movement, change, and relationships. Swati, ruled by Rahu and symbolized by the wind, speaks to freedom, adaptability, and the search for internal balance amidst external flux. Libra as a rising sign brings diplomacy, aesthetic intelligence, and an instinct to harmonize. But with Swati here, Dipali's expression is less about surface balance and more about finding her own rhythm through contrast, exploration, and self-direction. People may perceive her as thoughtful, composed, and socially aware, but beneath that, there's often a strong desire for autonomy and unstructured growth. Swati's airy nature gives her a quality of intellectual detachment. She learns best when free to explore, adapt, and recalibrate on her own terms. From an NLP lens, this ascendant reflects an auditory visual and visual processing style with a preference for options and general chunking. Dipali likely thinks in broad themes and possibilities, weighing different perspectives before committing. She processes what makes sense, but also what looks and feels aligned, often needing spaciousness to internally evaluate situations. Her attention filter is primarily self-oriented. She makes decisions based on her inner compass, often checking in with what feels authentic or resonant before reacting. While she may appear cooperative or accommodating, her actions are subtly self-calibrated. Her motivation direction here leans towards. She's drawn to independence, exploration, and refinement. But with Rahu's influence in Swati, there can also be an undertone of mismatching. The urge to test, challenge, or break out of systems that feel too fixed or limiting. In the first house, Dipali has Ketu placed in Vishakha, continuing the theme of internal orientation, spiritual refinement, and karmic detachment in her identity. Vishakha, ruled by Jupiter, is a nakshatra of ambition, transformation, and single-pointed focus. But Ketu here in the ascendant suggests she carries a lifetime of experience with outward striving and is now inwardly driven to detach from validation or external milestones. Her personality may appear sharp, discerning, and observant, but there is often a core of withdrawal, not from disinterest, but from inner clarity that doesn't need external noise. Ketu in this placement enhances a dissociated and general chunking style. Dipali sees herself in the world from a bird's eye view. She tends to observe more than she participates, often sensing deeper patterns or motives beneath surface behavior. There may be an intuitive, even mystical quality to how she reads people or environments. Her action style is usually reactive. She often waits for the right internal cue before acting, preferring to analyze or reflect before engaging. Emotionally, she might seem distant or impersonal at first glance, but this often masks a deeply spiritual or philosophical interior. Altogether, Dipali's Swati ascendant with Ketu and Vishakha suggests a person who walks with lightness, but thinks with depth. She doesn't need to control others. She needs the space to evolve. Her NLP drives reflect an elegant independence, a preference for systems that make sense internally, and an instinct for moving toward clarity, even if it means stepping away from the crowd. She's not here to follow the script. She's here to rewrite it from within. Second house, Saturn in Anuradha Scorpio. In the second house, Dipali has Saturn placed in Anuradha in Scorpio, a placement that brings emotional gravity, discipline, and karmic depth into how she experiences self-worth, speech, early conditioning, and earned resources. The second house governs not only finances and possessions, but also the voice, values, and foundational emotional tone carried from early life into adulthood. With Saturn here, Deepali likely developed a strong sense of responsibility around survival, self-definition, and earning, but not without challenges that shaped her into someone who values integrity, restraint, and emotional depth in all things related to security and expression. Anuradha, ruled by Mitra, the deity of friendship and devotion, and governed by Saturn, is the nakshatra of loyalty, emotional maturity, and structured connection. In Scorpio, it adds intensity, psychological complexity, and a deep need for emotional trust. With Saturn in this nakshatra, Deepali may speak carefully, think deliberately, and value relationships that are built on loyalty, honesty, and depth rather than charm or superficial ease. Her voice may carry weight, not just in tone, but in the clarity and consistency of her values. She's unlikely to say something unless she truly means it. From an NLP perspective, Saturn in an Anuradha reflects a general chunking and auditory digital processing style. Deepali likely evaluates her financial or communicative decisions through internal logic, maturity, and long-term strategy. She doesn't rush to conclusions. She filters information slowly and may take time to build trust, especially when it comes to resources, close bonds, or verbal expression. She likely remembers what was said and how it was said, with precision and emotional context. Her motivation direction in this area leans toward away from, especially in early life. She may have been shaped by scarcity, instability, or emotional pressure around resources or communication. As she matures, this becomes a gift. She learns to create stability through restraint, wisdom, and planning. Her decisions around money, food, speech, or self-worth are often rooted in what she's learned to avoid. Waste, drama, or emotional volatility. Deepali's attention filter here is a blend of self-oriented and others-aware. While she builds internal frameworks for value and security, she also considers how her words and stability impact others, especially those she feels responsible for. There may be a quiet but strong sense of duty around family, responsibility, or creating emotional safety for others through structure. Altogether, Saturn in Anuradha in the second house gives Deepali a deeply anchored, emotionally intelligent relationship to self-worth, speech, and resource building. She doesn't just speak, she considers. She doesn't just earn, she sustains. Her NLP blueprint in this area shows a person who filters expression through wisdom, holds her values with quiet strength, and builds wealth, emotional, material, and verbal, through consistency, clarity, and deeply held integrity. Fourth house, Jupiter in Urashada, Capricorn. In the fourth house, Deepali has Jupiter placed in Uttara Ashada in Capricorn, a grounding and sobering influence on her emotional foundations, sense of home, and inner security. The fourth house governs the mother, psychological roots, domestic environment, and core emotional well-being. Jupiter here brings a principled, ethical, and expansive lens to this space. But in Capricorn, its expression is filtered through realism, structure, and maturity. Deepali's emotional baseline is likely built on a foundation of responsibility, quiet idealism, and earned wisdom. She may not wear her heart on her sleeve, but her sense of care runs deep and steady. Uttara Ashada, ruled by the Vishwadevas, universal gods, and symbolized by the elephant tusk, represents victory through steady effort, moral clarity, and long-term growth. With Jupiter in this nakshatra, Deepali is emotionally nourished by truth, order, and the pursuit of inner and outer dignity. She likely finds peace through disciplined routines, meaningful solitude, or relationships that reflect integrity and shared ideals. Her childhood may have taught her to grow up quickly, or to become the stabilizing presence in emotionally unpredictable environments. From an NLP lens, Jupiter in this position supports a general chunking style, paired with auditory digital and dissociated processing. Deepali is likely to observe her emotions from a step back, processing her inner world through concept, context, and moral evaluation. She doesn't get swept away easily. Instead, she reflects, evaluates, and organizes her emotional experiences like pieces of a greater philosophical or life pattern. Her decisions about home, emotional comfort, or family relationships are shaped by long-term meaning, not just mood. Her motivation direction here is largely away from, especially when it comes to chaos, instability, or emotional drama in domestic spaces. She is likely deeply sensitive to environments that feel disordered or lack principle, and instinctively moves toward spaces of peace, structure, and emotional accountability. Over time, this may evolve into a strong towards drive, toward emotional clarity, quiet beauty, and homes or relationships that allow her to grow inwardly without pressure. Her attention filter is primarily internal. She calibrates her emotional life based on how it feels right inside, rather than looking to others for reassurance. With Jupiter here, she may have a strong inner teacher or inner parent, someone who guides her through challenges by reminding her what she's learned and who she's becoming. Advice may be welcomed, but it's always filtered through her own wisdom and lived experience. Altogether, Jupiter in Uttara Ashada in the fourth house gives Dipali a deeply reflective, morally rooted, and quietly powerful emotional core. She may be slow to open up, but once she feels safe, she becomes a source of guidance, peace, and inner strength for others. Her NLP pattern here reflects someone who learns from experience, processes emotion through thought and principle, and builds her inner home, not from sentiment, but from timeless truths and emotional architecture that stands the test of time. Fifth house, Sun and Mercury in Shatabisha, Aquarius. In the fifth house, Dipali has both the Sun and Mercury placed in Shatabisha in Aquarius, a powerful combination shaping her creative intelligence, self-expression, romantic instinct, and capacity for insight with originality, precision, and depth. The fifth house governs how we play, love, create, and think. It reflects our talents, memory, and the way we bring ideas or emotions into form. With both luminary and mental planets here, in an intellectually charged nakshatra, Dipali's mind is both bright and unconventional. She creates from thought, questions from intuition, and speaks from a place of inner discernment rather than performance. Shatabisha, ruled by Rahu and symbolized by a circle of healing stars, is the nakshatra of secrecy, repair, and inner truth. It seeks to understand what lies beneath, to pierce illusion, question systems, and restore alignment through inquiry and emotional intelligence. In Aquarius, a sign of innovation and detachment, this energy becomes mental, futuristic, and sometimes idealistic. With the Sun here, Dipali's core identity is shaped through knowledge and clarity. She may feel a quiet need to stand apart, not for attention, but to observe, analyze, and express only when she feels something truly matters. From an NLP lens, the Sun in Shatabisha reflects an auditory, digital, and visual processing style with a strong internal frame of reference. Dipali likely filters her creativity and decisions through a clear mental map, evaluating whether ideas are structured, meaningful, and logically sound. She expresses best when she feels intellectually aligned and internally authorized. Her motivation direction is towards, drawn to knowledge, mastery, and creative precision, but her instinct is to keep her radiance quiet and focused. She's not here for show, she's here to say something true. Mercury in the same nakshatra amplifies this cerebral clarity. It brings sharpness, detachment, and a love for abstract or technical systems. Dipali's thought process is likely rapid, analytical, and layered. She may communicate sparingly, but with impact, valuing clean articulation over elaborate display. Mercury in Shatabisha supports an auditory digital processing style with specific chunking. She breaks ideas down carefully, thinks procedurally, and likely remembers key conversations or intellectual threads with precision. Her motivation direction here remains towards. She is driven to express what she knows, to solve puzzles, and to create systems or thoughts that restore coherence. However, with Rahu's influence on Shatabisha, she may also carry an undercurrent of mismatching, sometimes challenging ideas or patterns simply because they don't make intuitive or structural sense to her. She learns through testing, dismantling, and reconstructing ideas, and this makes her creative expression precise, layered, and often ahead of its time. Her attention filter here is deeply self-oriented. While she may love to share ideas or collaborate, her ultimate sense of value comes from how she processes what's true, not how others respond. Her mind is her primary terrain of play, and when she trusts it, she brings forward ideas that are not only insightful, but healing, especially for those ready to hear what lies beneath the surface. Altogether, the Sun and Mercury in Shatabisha in the fifth house give Dipali a creative intellectual signature that is cool, sharp, and illuminating. She doesn't create just to entertain. She creates to clarify. She doesn't speak to impress. She speaks to refine. And whether through writing, teaching, problem solving, or personal expression, her NLP blueprint reflects a thinker-healer, someone who brings hidden wisdom into the light through structure, inquiry, and the quiet authority of knowing. Sixth house, Mars, Moon, and Venus in Rivati and Purvabhadrapada. In the sixth house, Dipali has a rich trio, Mars and Venus in Rivati, and the Moon in Purvabhadrapada, all in Pisces. This deeply emotional and spiritual sign occupies a house known for daily routines, health, service, work ethic, and how we navigate stress, imperfection, and interpersonal conflict. Having this many personal planets here means that Dipali brings a complex, sensitive, and intuitive intelligence into the structure of her everyday life. She's not casual about effort. She's energetically attuned to her environment, with a quiet sense of mission behind everything she does. Rivati, ruled by Mercury and symbolized by the drum or fish swimming home, is the nakshatra of completion, nourishment, and subtle protection. With both Mars and Venus here, Dipali's work style is both driven and graceful. She may be energized by caring for others, offering beauty or refinement, or bringing emotional intelligence into practical environments. Mars in Rivati gives her a soft strength. She acts with sensitivity, but with precision. She's not aggressive in conflict, but she's clear, consistent, and not easily pushed. Venus here adds warmth and relational intelligence to her work style. She likely prefers environments that are kind, aesthetically pleasant, or emotionally resonant. From an NLP perspective, Mars in Rivati reflects a kinesthetic and reactive processing style with specific chunking. Dipali acts when something feels right, often processing conflict or tension through the body first. She may withdraw when something feels off, then re-engage once she's emotionally clear. Her motivation direction is away from, not in fear, but in discernment. She avoids emotionally discordant or disrespectful dynamics and prefers to move toward quiet competence and emotional integrity. Venus in Rivati brings a visual kinesthetic style with a gentle, proximity-based work preference. She likely values soft connection, small teams, warm feedback, beauty in the mundane. Her aesthetic instincts shape how she serves, organizes, or refines the details of life. Harmony in routine matters deeply, and she instinctively improves what she touches, from a conversation to a workspace, simply by tuning in and adjusting subtly. The Moon in Purvabhadrapada, also in Pisces, adds a more intense, idealistic, and spiritually infused emotional tone to her work life. Purvabhadrapada, ruled by Jupiter and symbolized by the front legs of a funeral cot, carries themes of transformation, vision, and inner fire. With the Moon here, Dipali may bring emotional passion into her daily life. She needs purpose, meaning, or emotional alignment in how she serves. She can be deeply empathetic, but may also carry emotional burdens quietly, feeling the undercurrents of a space without always verbalizing it. From an NLP lens, this Moon supports a kinesthetic and visual processing style with general chunking. She may sense patterns in behavior, group energy, or internal emotional rhythms. Her attention direction here is subtly others-oriented, especially when she feels responsible for emotional or energetic balance in her environment. She may prioritize others' well-being before her own in service-oriented spaces, which can create internal overwhelm if not managed with strong boundaries. Altogether, Mars, Venus, and the Moon in Pisces in the sixth house give Dipali a service style that is tender, intuitive, and subtly powerful. She serves not out of duty, but out of alignment. And when something feels off, she knows it immediately. Her NLP blueprint here reveals a refined emotional antenna, a natural sense of flow and structure, and a work ethic that blends empathy with integrity. Whether managing people, solving problems, or simply going through her daily rhythm, Dipali brings grace, presence, and the quiet force of someone whose heart is woven into her hands. Seventh house, Rahu in Kritika, Aries. In the seventh house, Dipali has Rahu placed in Kritika in Aries, a placement that infuses her approach to partnership, intimacy, and collaboration with intensity, individuality, and a deep karmic hunger for self-definition through relationship. The seventh house governs marriage, committed partnerships, close alliances, and how we mirror ourselves through the other. With Rahu here, relationships are not just emotional, they're evolutionary. DePauli is here to learn about herself through the mirror of another, but not in a passive or traditional way. Her partnerships are likely charged with themes of independence, initiation, and identity formation. Kritika, ruled by the sun and symbolized by the blade or flame, brings a sharp, purifying, and discerning quality. It cuts through illusion, refines what is raw, and seeks clarity through heat. In Aries, this nakshatra becomes bold, assertive, and quick to act. With Rahu amplifying it, DePauli's attraction to relationships may oscillate between craving intensity and resisting entanglement. There's often a subtle inner conflict between wanting freedom and seeking fusion, between autonomy and attachment. From an NLP lens, Rahu and Kritika suggests a strong auditory, digital, and kinesthetic processing style. DePauli likely filters relational experiences through both intellectual and embodied cues. She hears subtext, feels shifts in dynamic, and instinctively tracks what's real versus what's performative. There's a rapid internal dialogue happening beneath the surface, one that compares, critiques, and seeks truth in how she's mirrored by her partner. This placement supports specific chunking. She tracks moment-to-moment interactions and remembers what was said, how it was said, and what wasn't. Her motivation direction here is strongly towards, especially when it comes to intense, independent, or unconventional partnerships. Rahu drives her to seek out relationships that push boundaries, break molds, or challenge traditional ideas of connection. Yet there's also an away-from undercurrent, a quick recoil from any partnership that threatens to limit her voice, independence, or truth. She needs to see herself more clearly through the relationship, not lose herself in it. Her attention filter is mixed, primarily self-oriented, but hyper-aware of the other. In love or close partnership, she may experience a constant loop of internal referencing. Does this reflect me? While being sharply attuned to the behaviors and energy of her partner, this can make her deeply insightful and also easily disillusioned if authenticity is lacking. She likely holds high standards for emotional honesty and clarity. Altogether, Rahu and Kritika in the seventh house gives DePauli a partnership style that is passionate, discerning, and deeply transformational. She doesn't enter relationships casually. She's drawn toward those that awaken her, challenge her, or feel karmically significant. Her NLP drives here point to a communicator who senses more than she says, a partner who moves toward fire and clarity, and a relational path that's not about safety, but about becoming. For DePauli, love is not just about connection, it's about conscious ignition. Overall, NLP drives for DePauli. DePauli's NLP profile reveals a psyche that is precise, emotionally sensitive, intellectually refined, and driven by an elegant blend of clarity, intuition, and integrity, with key planetary placements in Swati, Vishakha, Anuradha, Uttara Ashada, Shatabisha, Ravadi, Purva Bhadrapada, and Kritika, spanning Libra, Scorpio, Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, and Aries. Her processing landscape is richly nuanced. She filters the world through both internal stillness and sharp observation, often moving between logic, emotion, and subtle energetic awareness with fluidity and care. Her dominant processing styles are auditory digital, visual, and kinesthetic. DePauli processes most interactions and decisions through internal dialogue, auditory digital, especially where structure, logic, and systems are involved, as seen in her Mercury Sun in Shatabisha and Jupiter in Uttara Ashada. She prefers to analyze and understand before she expresses. Visual processing becomes pronounced through Venus in Ravadi and Swati rising. She notices alignment in form, tone, and expression. Kinesthetic processing, particularly emotional and energetic, arises through her Moon in Purva Bhadrapada and Mars-Venus placements in Pisces. She feels the room, the rhythm, the subtle emotional undercurrent. Her chunk size fluctuates depending on domain. In spiritual, emotional, and philosophical areas, fourth and sixth houses, she tends toward general chunking, sensing patterns and emotional truths over time. But when it comes to communication, self-expression, or relationship dynamics, second, fifth, and seventh houses, she shifts into specific chunking, tracking tone, language, and detail with discernment. This dual ability gives her a unique edge. She can abstract and analyze, but also drill down into what matters most in the moment. Her motivation direction is a sophisticated balance of towards and away from. She moves toward emotional clarity, refined environments, intellectual integrity, and personal authenticity. Venus, Sun, and Jupiter placements show her attraction to clean beauty, structure, and self-evolving systems. But there's also a potent away-from driver in areas of emotional chaos, superficiality, or energetic noise, especially in work, sixth house, speech, second, and partnership, seventh. She is naturally discerning, not judgmental, but selective. She quietly exits what doesn't resonate without needing to explain why. Her attention filter is predominantly self-oriented. While she is relationally aware and emotionally attuned, her decisions are calibrated internally. Whether it's choosing what to say, how to act, or whom to trust, she returns to her inner compass for direction. This makes her deeply consistent, even if she seems quiet or understated. She doesn't move from pressure. She moves from truth. Her action style is predominantly reactive, with moments of precise, proactive clarity. Mars in Ravati and Ketu on the Ascendant show that she waits, observes, and senses before engaging. But when she does act, it's aligned, intentional, and often quietly impactful. She leads more by refinement than force, by removing what isn't right rather than over-explaining what is. Dipali thrives in environments that are emotionally intelligent, aesthetically clean, mentally engaging, and energetically grounded. She works best in solitude or with small groups who value depth, subtlety, and respect for timing. She's unlikely to flourish in spaces that demand instant response or constant performance. She needs room to process, recalibrate, and then respond with depth and clarity. Altogether, Dipali's NLP drives describe someone who listens beneath the surface, edits the noise, and expresses what's been filtered, purified, and aligned. She doesn't react, she reflects. She doesn't seek control, she creates coherence. And in every word, decision, and silence, she honors what's real, not just for others, but for herself.